So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Chayla v'nais lefanav ukesaver shnein shumin dehetera v'ochel echad mehen v'en yedeh ezim mehen ochel. Someone committed one of two averes. For example, there was a piece of chaylev and a piece of nisa before him, and he ate one of them b'shogig, thinking that they're both shuman, permitted fats. And then it turns out that both were aser. One was chaylev and one was nisa, but he does not know which one he ate. Or ishtei nida v'achay se'ima b'bayis, shogig b'achas mehen, kesavizu ishtei u'kesavish ha'tahirihi, b'nimsa she'ishtei ha'isa nida, v'ein nidea b'eiz mehen shogig. His wife, while Anida and his sister were with him, and he cohabited with one of them, Mishogig, thinking that this is his wife and that she's tar. And then it turns out that both were Aser. His wife was Anida at that time, but he does not know with which one he cohabited. Or, Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim, v'asim malacha ben ashmashes, v'ein yedeya be'ez men asa. Shabbos was followed by Yom Kippur, and he did work during the ben ashmashes between the 2 days, but he did not know which day it was. In all these cases, there is a machlekes. Leza holds his chayiv chatas, because manavshach, ichil v'ochel chayiv, v'inoser ochel chayiv. Whichever he ate, he certainly committed transgression. And even though he does not know the specific transgression, he's chayiv, because for a carbon chatas, a specific yidi is not required. Or Yimshu holds that he's potter, because the pasuk states, oyhoide lov chatasa ashachata ba behavius karbonai, ashivadale b'machata. He must know the specific transgression. And the Mishnah proceeds with several discussions in the Machlekes, Reb Eliezer, Reb Yeshua, in the previously mentioned case of Ha'isa Malacha Bein Hashmashas. Someone did Malacha in the period between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and he does not know whether at that point in time it was considered Shabbos or Yom Kippur. There is a Machlekes. The Tanakhama holds this case is subject to the Machlekes, Reb Eliezer, Reb Yeshua. And Reb Eliezer, Mechayev Chatzas, Reb Yeshua, Paiter. Reb Yisrael disagrees and says this case is not subject to the Machlekes, and all agree that Ha'isa Malacha Bein Hashmashas is Pater. If he did the malacha after sunset between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, he's potter. Kashani Yomer, Miktas Asa Hayom, Mikta Asa Lamacher. It's possible that half the malacha was done on Shabbos and half the malacha was done on Yom Kippur, and so there's no chiyuv chatas at all. Rather, Machlekes applies in the case of Ha'isa Malacha B'Teich Hayom. Ben Yedeim B'Shabbos Asa Yom Kippur Masa. He did the malacha during the day, but he does not remember whether it was on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Or Ha'isa Ben Yedeim Me'ein Eze Malacha Asa. He knows which day it was, but he does not know which malacha he did. According to Rabbi Yassi, he's chayiv, while according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's potter. The Mishnah then cites a machlekes in Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, potter at sheyavadu lebemachata. Rabbi Yehuda says, potter at Yeshua af me'ashem tali. He does not even require an ashem tali, because the pasuk states, v'm nefesh kisechata v'asasa v'lo yada v'ashem. Kisechata v'lo yada prat lezeh sheyada shechata. One brings an ashem tali only when he's not certain that he did an aver. Well, in this case, he does not bring an Ashem Tali because he certainly did an Aver. Or Rav Shimon says, Zehu Shem may be Ashem Tali. He does bring an Ashem Tali because the Pasuk states, V'asa sava lo yada, v'zeh lo yada b'ma'asa. One brings an Ashem Tali when he does not know which Aver he did. And in this case too, he brings an Ashem Tali because he does not know which Aver he did. Mishnah concludes that both Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua agree that the Pasuk Ashachata Ba also teaches Prat L'Mesasik. One who is preoccupied with doing a permitted act, but instead unintentionally commit a forbidden act, is exempt from a Karma Chatas. I think Gemara elaborates. A Mesasik Bechalav Marai is Chayiv Shekein Nena. A Mesasik who unintentionally ate forbidden fats or unintentionally engaged in an illicit relationship is liable because he derived physical pleasure from his actions. While Mesasik B'Shabbos Potter, a Mesasik who unintentionally desecrated the Shabbos is not liable. I think Gemara continues to elaborate. All agree in the case of Niskavan like B.S. Atolish, V'chotach as a Mechubu Pater. The person intended to lift something that was detached from the ground, but accidentally cut something that was attached to the ground. He is Pater, because the whole lo yichavan l'shum chaticha, he did not intend to cut at all. However, there's a machlekes in the case of Lachtach as Atolish, V'chotach as a Mechubu. If he intended to do an act of cutting, but thought he was cutting something that was already detached from the ground, and instead cut something that was still attached to the ground. Abaya considers this to be a shogeg and nischayev because the hoichavan l'shum chaticha he did intend to do an act of cutting. While Rava considers this too to be a masasig and nispater because the holo hoichavan l'chaticha d'isura he had no intention of doing a forbidden act of cutting. The Gemara proceeds with the Shmuel's opinion of masasig b'isur b'shabes pater. One was preoccupied with doing one act of avera, but instead committed a different act of avera, is exempt from a karma chatas because meleches machsheves asur tar. The Torah only prohibited acts that were intentional. The Gemara questioned Shmuel from a mission Masechet Shabbos. Misha hayulishnei tinoikos echad lomel b'Shabbos ve'echad lomel achar Shabbos v'shachachu mol eshal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. Someone had two babies who needed to be circumcised. One was born the previous Shabbos and should have his bris this Shabbos, while the other was born the previous Sunday and should have his bris the following Sunday. And he accidentally mixed them up and did the bris of the Sunday baby on Shabbos. In other words, he was a mesasik b'isser. There's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds chayiv chatas because he's a shagig. Where Yeshua holds pat mechatzis because ta bidvar mitzvah. He erred while doing, intending to do a mitzvah. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah implies, however, if it was not a dvar mitzvah, even Yeshua would hold chayiv chatzis. Apparently, misasik beisr chayiv. The Gemara explains, perhaps only regarding general melecha Shabbos, misasik beisr pater, but this case is an exception. Because the issa here is a chabur, a wound, in which generally called mekalkon peturin. One is exempt for doing malacha on Shabbos in a destructive manner. However, hayil mekalkon bechabur chayiv, misasik bechabur chayiv, since one is liable for wounding even in a destructive manner, one is also liable for wounding in an unintentional manner. This discussion continues in the next daf.